Hello, this is Cody Sturgill, the pastor at Chilhowee Baptist Church, and you're listening to Keep Thy Heart Daily, a daily broadcast ministry of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. The Bible commissions us to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It's so important we put God's Word into our hearts and our lives, and we pray that this message from God's Word will be a blessing and help to you.
What a wonderful truth we find in God's Word. I'll just have you know something. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And sin confessed to the Lord is forgiven by the Lord. Now, I want you to know something about God. God knows everything except for the things He doesn't want to know. And confess sin, He forgets and removes it. It's wonderful. So, here's a lesson. How many of you have sin in your past, and sometimes you feel guilty about sin in the past, but you've confessed it? Let me remind you of something. God can't make you feel guilty about something He doesn't even remember. But Satan does. He's the accuser of the brethren. So when you begin to feel guilty and have doubts about your salvation or think God may be punishing you for something you've done in the past, that you've confessed to the Lord, you just understand where the accusation's coming from. It's an accusation from the devil. It's not conviction from the Spirit. And you just remind Him, it's been washed away in the blood of the Lamb. It's forgiven. And you have no power. Look to my Savior. It's wonderful. I'm thankful I'm forgiven. I needed it. I need it. And I've got it. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Joshua chapter number 1. Working through the main characters of the Bible, the Old Testament. And God led us here, I think, for a very specific time. And you'll understand, I think, by the end of the service that this message and this passage of Scripture is very timely. I can't plan some of the things. I can't plan the things God does. He's very faithful. And some of the things I've been reading and studying as I've prepared to preach this message out of Joshua chapter number 1, they're so appropriate. And I thank God for how He works. Joshua chapter number 1, the Bible says in verse number 1, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go, according as we hearkened unto the voice unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest, him he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. There's a phrase that's repeated over and over again in this passage of Scripture, four times exactly. The Bible says in verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. It says again in verse number 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. Again in verse number 9, the Bible says, be strong and of a good courage. And verse number 18, the last phrase, the Bible says, be strong and of a good courage. If you were to look at this passage of Scripture and wonder, I wonder what God wants to teach me in Joshua chapter number 1, what do you think it might be? Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and courageous. And God is emphasizing a point here, and we meet Joshua and the nation of Israel in a time of transition. We see them in a season where the leadership is changing. God had been working in the heart and life of Joshua for many years. God had been using Moses for many, many years to do great and mighty things among the nation of Israel. He was used of God to deliver the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage. He was used of God to invoke the plagues on the nation of Israel. He was used of God to direct the children of Israel on their way to the promised land. He was the man that led the way and instructed the people in the wilderness. He wrote the law. He penned the first five books of the Bible. God used Moses in a mighty way, but a transition has occurred. Moses is gone. Moses died. And now, the days that are ahead for the nation of Israel are not days that look back and say, man, those were the days. They were days that looked back and said, thank God for His blessing in the past. Let's cross the Jordan. Thank God for the blessings of the past. Let's cross the Jordan. When you read the book of Joshua, Moses is mentioned 50-some times in the book of Joshua. Joshua, as the new leader, didn't discredit or disown or disapprove or move on against the leadership of Moses from the past. As a matter of fact, he gleaned from it, but he moved forward in the future being used of God. God used him in a very special way. Now, there was an opportunity and reason for fear and concern, because when you are going forward in uncharted territory, it can be a little bit scary. It can be a little bit scary. I'm reminded of some of our kids that are gone to that have taken off to college. A number of our students have gone to this college and that college. I can identify very specifically with our two girls that have gone to Crown College this week, because I remember very vividly 20 years ago when I went to Crown College, and there's a lot of things that happened, and they were fun. I remember the days that were leading up that I'd never been anywhere but Chilhowee, and I remember having a conversation with my mom. She said, "Now look, you're moving to the city." And she was right. Knoxville's a lot bigger place than Chilhowee. She says, "You're moving to the city," and she wanted to give me some really sound advice. She said, "Look, honey, you're going to have to lock your truck and take the keys out of it. There's a transition, and it's different." And I remember going down there thinking, boy, this is kind of scary. I was scared to death. Everybody talks about the rules at the Bible college, you know. And I was scared to death. I was scared I was going to mess up. Someone came to me and said, "Did you turn in your tithes for the tithe check?" I'm like, "No, but I will. What do I need to do?" I was scared to death. I was going to get kicked out for no good reason. There was no tithe check. That was a joke. And they suckered me right in and got me. But anything new, any change, we have an aversion to it. But God is faithful. And as God was speaking to Joshua and trying to encourage both Joshua and the nation of Israel, in the beginning of the book of Joshua, which is a whole book of conquering and conquest and God's blessing, God says to Joshua four times, "Be strong and of a good courage." You know what's something wonderful about God's promises and God's commands? When God commands you to be strong and courageous, it comes with His enabling. And we can be strong and very courageous, not because we're strong and courageous, but because God will enable us to. And in the days that lie ahead in our lives and the days that lie ahead in our church, may God help us to have a spirit that says we will be strong and courageous and rest in the promises and blessing of God. Here's some wonderful things that God teaches us from the life of Joshua here in this passage of Scripture. Be strong and courageous, number one, in my promises. Be strong and courageous in my promises. What's exciting to me is God doesn't look at us and say, be strong and courageous, and then leave it there. He actually gives us something of substance to base our strength and courage on. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, it's going to be all right, but you know they don't have any clue what's going on, nor do they have anything to offer you that will help make it okay. It's almost like it's going to be all right, and I'm like, thank you for caring enough to say something, but how can you make it better? Now, when God says, be strong and courageous, now Joshua's looking at the future. He's like, Moses, I'm talking the Moses, has been leading the nation of Israel. Did you hear what I said? Moses. You know Moses? You know the same guy that God appeared to at a burning bush? You know Moses, the guy that had the boldness to go into the presence of Pharaoh and say, let my people... You know Moses, that Moses? You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Moses. He's wrote the book of the law. And Joshua's thinking, God, you've asked me to do that? I don't think he said it, but he may have thought it once or twice. God, are you serious? Are you serious? And God says, yes, be strong and courageous. It's not about you. It's about me and my promises. That's God's word to us. He says, look, be strong and courageous, but don't be just strong and courageous just because you're trying to be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous because I've made you some promises, and I made them long before you were born. I made them to Abraham. I made them to Isaac. I've made them to Jacob. I made them to Moses, and now I'm making them to you. Rest in the promises of God. He says, be strong and courageous because I've made some promises to you. Look what the Bible says. In verse number two, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan. When God says to go across the Jordan, does He enable us to do it, to cross the Jordan? Absolutely, yes. Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou, he says, Joshua, you're going to see it come to pass. You're going to divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. He says, be strong of a good courage. You're going to, in the future, the near future, divide the promised land to the nations of Israel. Now, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? I promise. God says, I promise. Be strong and very courageous. But guess what? Josh was looking at the promise of the land being divided is way over there.
We trust this message from God's Word has been a help to you. We're studying through the people of the Bible. And I want to let you know of a resource we have available at Chilhowee Baptist Church. It is a sermon series on the people of the Bible. Volume 1, the first 13 sermons of this series are available in full length. You can get those by reaching out to us at chilhoweebaptist.com.